Today on Gardening in a Minute, figuring out what fertilizer to use. Fertilizer provides nutrients for your plants and can be purchased in two main forms, inorganic or organic. Inorganic fertilizers are mined or synthesized, while organic fertilizers are derived from living organisms. Different plants have different nutrient requirements, and in many cases a fertilizer product may not be necessary, so know your plant's needs and do your homework before you purchase and apply fertilizers. Consider having your soil tested to see what's present and what's lacking. Kits are available from your county extension office. For your lawn and landscape, use slow-release products. They require fewer applications and may be less likely to leach nutrients into the water supply. Buy and use fertilizers wisely so that your garden thrives and our natural environment survives. For more information on fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now is a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to see if all the heads are working properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, and driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and precious natural resources. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. You should also calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. This is an easy process that can be done by anyone. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, storing seeds. Sometimes gardeners don't want to plant all their seeds right away, but to remain viable for a later planting, seeds need to be properly stored. Vegetable and flower seeds may be kept for 1 year without a real decrease in germination rates, and in the right conditions, you can even store some up to 10 years. Seed moisture and storage temperature are the most important factors in determining how long seeds can be stored, so keep your seeds in a sealed container in the refrigerator or some other cool, dry, dark place. To keep them for longer than a year, first dry the seeds at 100 degrees Fahrenheit for 6 hours in your oven. So save this year's leftover seeds for next year's planting. For more about storing seeds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida School Garden Competition. The Florida School Garden Competition is designed to recognize and reward elementary schools that include gardens in their curriculum. It's sponsored by the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department and the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, as well as many other garden-related organizations and UF IFAS Extension. Elementary schools throughout the state are invited to participate each year. The competition is open to public, private, and homeschool gardens. Entries consist of descriptions and photos of the gardens and are judged by the sponsoring organizations. Gardens are evaluated on educational relevance, student involvement, and quality. The program provides an opportunity for teachers to gain recognition for their school's garden, and winners are awarded prizes to help fund their gardens in the future. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fireweed. Fireweed is a common weed that can inflict intense pain when handled, which is why it's also called burning nettle. It's native to the southeast and doesn't immediately call attention to itself, with leaves that look similar to those of strawberries, but much smaller. Fireweed can grow to 3 feet in height, but is usually about 1 foot tall. It's problematic because of the stinging hairs along the stem, which can cause burning welts. Mowing doesn't destroy fireweed. In fact, it probably helps scatter the seeds, ensuring the plant spread. Fireweed does die back naturally in hot weather, but in cooler weather, herbicides are the only way to control this potentially painful pest. You can also hand pull the weed, but make sure to wear gloves. For more about fireweed and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.